Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's
maybe
been
with the tracking or
there's
whatever.
There's been electricity for a long time now.
Yeah.
And they do end up usually making it there.
All right, well, I'll make a note of it. If I remember, I'll turn the lights off. That's fine.
Keep an eye out for
no
the
reason not
of
to
birds.
Help the birds. That's fine. Right.
2 million birds in one night.
Particularly if they're the geese. Let's move on out.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Catch Brendan's forecast there. Not a drop of rain.
Nothing.
Nothing. Storm Team 4 meteorologist Brendan Johnson sharing not a drop in his five-day forecast, coming off an amazing stretch of weekend weather. Boy, Friday was great. What did we have? Maybe a few showers Friday morning. And Saturday perfect, Sunday perfect. Bit breezy, but at this point, we'll take it. So we have this, and yet they are sandbagging for the second time in less than 2 weeks on the Florida Gulf Coast.
I think people are taking it more serious, so as soon as sand gets here, it's gone.
That's a guy in Tampa, Florida, already exhausted from Hurricane Helene, which caused catastrophic damage inland. Carolinas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, right? But it beat up the Florida Gulf Coast first when it made landfall. That became the lesser of the stories because the rain and the flooding and stuff in those other states. But right now, Hurricane Milton is churning in the Gulf, gaining strength. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Milton is expected to make landfall Wednesday, potentially hitting the Tampa Bay area as a Category 3 storm with winds up to 129 miles per hour and remaining a hurricane as it moves across central Florida. More than a foot of rain could fall, in addition to rain already falling from a separate storm system. Voluntary evacuations already underway.
The entire Florida peninsula on the Gulf side has the potential to have major impacts.
It comes after Hurricane Helene made landfall south of Tallahassee just 11 days ago.
Yeah, you also have, for the first time since they've been recording and tracking this type of data, two other Atlantic hurricanes at the same time. First time ever that's occurred in October that you have three hurricanes brewing at the same time in
just,
the Atlantic.
It's so late in the season, generally you don't have that.
Kirk and Leslie are the names of those storms.
Sound like a nice couple.
They do. And actually, to that point, both are not expected to make landfall in the U.S. mainland.
Good.
I believe they're tracking east of the United States. So that much, at least, is good news this morning. 7:14, sports up next. It is sponsored by Holiday Automotive and Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
You know that day when you headed to work and you know you got to meet the boss later? Kind of nervous about how that's going to go.
What, you're afraid you're going to get...
Yeah, maybe you're in a little bit of trouble or something happened. You're going to be called to account
yes.
for something and it just kind of wears at you, eats at you.
Put on plan.
Got that meeting Monday, right. Meeting today at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he will sit down with wide receiver Romeo Dobbs. Surprise to everybody, suspended this week. Report from Sports Illustrated that Dobbs is upset about something and didn't show up for practice a couple of times last week.
I fully anticipate him coming back, and I'm hopeful that he'll come back and get ready to work. And like, distractions happen.
Now, LaFleur's point was distractions happen in life. They happen in the NFL, and we got to move on. We did our job on Sunday with Dobbs out. On to the good. Packers 24-19 winners over the Rams Sunday. The most interceptions in the history of the National Football League. That title belongs to Night Train Lane of the 1942 Los Angeles Rams. I think they played four games then. No, it wasn't four. More than four, but it wasn't 17.
So most in a season, most interceptions? Okay.
How many did he get? 14. It's a lot of picks for a season. Particularly then, obviously, when
back
the season
in the
was 40s, shorter.
Yeah.
Eric Bold Predictions Bilstead's guy is on pace to beat it.
Down the field, intercepted. And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And if I got nothing else out of that game, that made me so happy.
You texted me immediately.
Eric.
You know, he also recovered a fumble, so, I mean, I should get an extra
point. No, you don't get anything for that. I mean, it was great, but you said picks, not turnovers.
10 picks. We'll see.
So that was Jim Nantz, CBS Sports on the call. Xavier McKinney grabbing his fifth pick of the season. Eric absurdly picked predicted that he would have 10 picks on the season. Tauscher said you may have underbolded your bold pick. A little bit more from the floor.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, Rob. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. I mean, the guy just has a knack for the football, and he's got great ball skills. He's very instinctive and smart to allow him to anticipate, to make plays, and then he generally makes the play.
You know what else I like about McKinney, and this is why I used to love Charles Woodson, was, yeah, he's a ball hawk, but also he sticks his beak in there. Like, he hits guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He makes tackles. He doesn't just hang around and then, like, wimp out on the gang tackler. Or, like, he makes plays. He tackles guys. He's tough, and I love him. And the Packers have the Cardinals coming to Lambeau on Sunday for a noon kick.
A Pewaukee native making NFL history, T.J. Watt of the Steelers becoming the second fastest player to reach 100 sacks ever. He got Dak Prescott on Sunday night.
And the Steelers have forced the turnover. And T.J. Watt in the middle at the moment yet again.
Tirico on NBC. So Watt got to 100 sacks in 109 career games. Only one person did it faster, and that was Reggie White, who did
heard
so in 96.
He's good at football.
So. Steelers would go on to lose the game, though, but congratulations to the Pewaukee Pirates. Other NFL news, everyone in the North won. The Vikings won, the Bears won, the Lions had a bye. So here we are.
Bears. Same record as us.
For now. Bucks get back to work. They had a preseason matchup Sunday night against the Pistons. Not much of a game. The Bucks lose 120-87, but the games don't count, so no big deal.
Can you give any baseball scores or no?
Phillies.
It's fine if you don't. No, I was glad you didn't. Right. Go ahead. Give them the baseball.
So the Mets got walked off. Does that make you feel good? I mean, the Mets are going to go to the World Series anyway, because that's what happens when
that's
you
what
beat
happens.
The Brewers.
Yes.
Anyway, they're tied one game apiece with the Phillies. The Padres are tied with the Dodgers.
Didn't watch a single pitch. 7:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
That's right, the week ahead. What will you find in your timeline? What will you read in your news feed? What will be on the television? What will be on the papers, websites? What will you hear on the radio this week?
Why don't you just tell me what's going
on? All right, let's start. Today marks a somber anniversary, 1 year since a Hamas-led assault in southern Israel. Militants killing 1,200 people, taking more than 250 people hostage. There's been different ceremonies and remembrances already the last couple of days, and will again be some today. And then we'll be joined here coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. We'll look at the year that was and the year ahead here coming up, too. CBS 60 Minutes election specialist tonight. Only one candidate featured, though. Vice President Kamala Harris will be part of the show. Donald Trump backed out of the scheduled interview. CBS says that happened last week, right before the VP debate. He told 60 Minutes, hey, I'm out. The first Monday in October means the Supreme Court begins a new term starting today. And Monday Night Football, it's the Saints and the Chiefs. Why am I telling you this? Because tomorrow what you're going to see in some of the highlight packages is a Taylor Swift sitting in some box somewhere wearing something that is somewhat Chiefs-oriented, somewhat Kelsey-oriented, and that'll be part of the highlight package.
It's going to run its course here eventually.
No, it will never run its course. It's just going to be part of the package.
What if they break up?
On Tuesday, President Biden will be back in Milwaukee. He's expected to address lead pipe replacement tomorrow afternoon in the city. Don't have a location yet. In Wausau, Common Council expected to consider a resolution brought forward by the mayor to direct the clerk to not use the clerk's office drop box to collect absentee ballots. Remember this whole situation?
I do. Mayor Dropbox.
Yeah. So that meeting takes place a few weeks since the mayor, Doug Denny, removed the drop box. So what will they ultimately decide? We'll find out tomorrow night.
Denny faces a DOJ investigation still ahead for possible election interference.
Correct. Yes, and we'll see how long that investigation goes. Big day tomorrow. New concert is supposed to be announced at Camp Randall. What will it be? Well, I think it's Coldplay. I think we already know that. But tomorrow's officially when they're supposed to unveil.
It's kind of like super obvious, right?
Yes.
They played Coldplay at Camp Randall, you said.
A bunch of times.
Some Wisconsin bar got a hold of the early release.
Yes, they played the whole album a couple days ago.
What, like out of the jukebox?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably on an iPhone. Probably plugged it in. Anyway.
Do we have one of those speakers?
Coldplay will be the first major concert to come to Camp Randall next year since the Stones and U2 back in 1997. Hurricane Milton strengthened to a Category 3 storm expected to hit Florida on Wednesday. Wendy's will begin selling a special meal in honor of the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants.
The menu items, which will be available for a limited time, include a Krabby Patty collab cheeseburger and a pineapple under the sea frosty. So you can enjoy 25 years of SpongeBob at Wendy's. In sports, the puck drops for the new NHL season Tuesday. The MLB playoffs continue. The Packers play the Cardinals on Sunday at the movies.
Look, my name is Lorne Michaels. I'm the producer of Saturday Night.
The whole night?
Yeah, the whole night.
Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, and how the f*** do you pronounce this?
Really?
90 minutes before the very first Saturday Night Live on October 11th, 1975, it'll be documented in dramatic fashion. Saturday Night is the name of the movie. It recounts the chaos that took place minutes before that very first broadcast.
Oh, interesting.
Should be pretty good. I don't know how real it is, but it should be all right. The Apprentice, a movie about a young Donald Trump, also comes out this weekend. And then there's this. The story of musician Pharrell Williams' life in Lego form, piece by piece, comes out this weekend.
What?
It's a comedy about Pharrell's life.
And they're going to do it like the Lego Batman movie and stuff like that?
Yes,
like
exactly
guys.
Like that with a ton of cameos.
Kind of interesting.
As well. So I saw the trailer. It's all right. Seems fun. Should be a good one. Kids would like it.
I heard Joker didn't do great.
No. It led, but it only made like $40 million.
Only 40. But, well, right.
It did very poorly.
Hmm. Why is that? We done with that story?
It's just a tough... It's not...
We'll see that lunatic again.
Right.
How crazy do they play him this time?
Yes.
It was a spectacular touchdown by Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. The explanation of how it played out, less spectacular. We'll hear from Kraft coming up in sports at 7:45.
2,101,000. I'm sorry. 2,131,000, more.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a bigger number.
The number is the number of birds that migrated on Saturday night alone across Wisconsin. Peak migration traffic at 4,100 feet, speeds of 40 miles per hour. According to the State Journal, bird lovers are going nuts right now because of the next couple of days is a major bird migration in the state of Wisconsin.
How do they know these numbers?
They track them in some... according to Birdcast, which is a coalition of experts, forecasts a white-hot bird migration with millions of birds per night flying across Wisconsin again tonight, smaller numbers into Tuesday.
Show up on the satellite or something?
They can spot them. I think you're right, Debbie.
Yeah.
Yep. So now, are they all the same? So are they all flying together, or there are lots of different types of birds?
I think it's the latter. Okay. Lots of different types, different varieties, all flying, migrating south, I'm sure.
These crowded air traffic.
And now's the time. In fact, State Journal says that you are being urged to turn off your lights tonight to help the birds because they like to migrate at night and the lights throw them off.
Oh. Why, they think we're here? I'm flying for a little while. We're here.
All right.
Right.
All right, honey,
I think they're smart. They're smarter than that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
with the tracking or whatever.
There's been electricity for a long time now.
Yeah.
And they do end up usually making it there.
All right, well, I'll make a note of it. If I remember, I'll turn the lights off. That's fine.
Keep an eye out for
no
the
reason not
of
to
birds.
Help the birds. That's fine.
Right. 2 million birds in
particularly
one night.
If they're the geese. Let's move on out. 7:39 News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. Seven 44 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, we're going to spend some time on this October 7th anniversary, 1 year since Hamas crossed the border from Gaza into Israel, raping, murdering, and capturing Israelis. More than 100 hostages remain, and this is the date a year ago when it happened. Specifically, what we'll be talking about is this video that was assembled by the Israeli Defense Forces, and it's a compilation of video from Hamas sources, from Israeli security cameras, video of what actually happened on that day. It's horrifying stuff, and it was assembled in documentary form to be shared with small audiences so that people could see what actually went down. And we're going to talk with two men from Milwaukee who have seen that video, and then we'll also look ahead at what is to come next in the Middle East as Israel is at war, not only with Hamas in Gaza, but also with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Also, it seems, with Israel. All right. Sorry. With Iran.
Iran. Yep.
So all of that playing out this morning. So our guest in studio will talk with us about that coming up at 8:10. Sports is up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers now 3-2 on this season. We've got the 2-3 Cardinals coming to town this week. Road win Sunday, Los Angeles, shorthanded at the wide receiver position. Jordan Love found another pair of hands early in the third quarter.
Here's Love. Wide open. He's got Kraft. Tight ends running with a stiff arm. Kraft scored the distance. Tucker Kraft.
CBS Sports on the call. Jim Nantz there. Kraft a 66-yard touchdown to put the Packers ahead. Tucker, anything, you know, special you did on that big play?
No, I just ran the play that was called.
Okay. Well, very well. All right. I mean, at least he's honest. He threw it to me, then I just plowed the road, smashed some dudes on the way to the end zone.
Sure.
Packers fans were loud at the game. I'm sure you noticed if you're watching. Looked like a borderline home crowd. It certainly sounded like it. The players noticed.
Yeah, this is an incredible atmosphere. So far, great place to win at, that's for sure. Packers fans, they traveled really well. Defense played really well, and it was fun to get back out there and get back into our regular cadence as some of the Rams fans were heading out of the stadium, get an early start home.
Yeah, you like to send them to the parking lot early on the road.
Rams fans.
Were there any? Mentioned being short receivers, Christian Watson reportedly making good progress on his injured ankle. Question, though, this week will be, what is the status of Romeo Doubs? Was suspended for this game. Would love to ask Tausch if he knows anything on that or how that could potentially play out. Mark Tauscher joins us at 7:50.
The rest of the North did okay on Sunday. The Vikings are now 5-0. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets in London making a run at the end of the game. One final drive.
Rodgers back to pass. Fade right.
Yeah, that did it. Nothing doing. So they're now 5-0. The Bears beat the Panthers. The Lions had a bye. The Steelers fell to the Cowboys on Sunday night, but Pewaukee's very own TJ Watt making history. He made his 100th sack, and he is the second fastest player to reach that plateau. He did it in 109 games.
Man, that dude's good at football.
Mm-hmm. His brother JJ tweeted out last night, "Welcome to the 100 Sack Club. New guy buys everyone else a car." Don't know. I don't make the rules. That's just the way it goes. That's what he tweeted.
I had to do it when I got the. Yeah, I know it's right. Hard, right?
Everyone gets a car. Bucks getting back to work tonight. Preseason game against the Pistons last night, I should say. Sunday night they played. And it wasn't much of a game. The Pistons just rolled 120-87. Giannis did not play.
And that game still don't count.
Yep. Right. Yep.
7:49. We'll talk live with Mark Tauscher next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
I think this should be one of those games that we're all raving about Jeff Hapley, raving about Eric Wilson's guy, Xavier McKinney, as he gets another interception.
Innovator.
And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
We have this. We're on the video screen. You and I are kind of in normal and old boy's head. It doesn't fit on the screen. His head's yeah. So big with that prediction.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Where do you want to start, Tausch?
Well, I mean, we have to start, honest to God, now every time there's an interception by Xavier McKinney, I can only think of one thing, and that's Bilstead, which is not the healthiest place for me. So, Eric, I have to continue to give you props because our bold-a-thon, we usually do it a week before the season, and you are way on track to get it. But I think we'll let Eric take his victory lap. I'm sure he's done it already this morning. But it just, yesterday was one of those games, and on our post-game show last night, what I was kept asking was, do we win that game without Xavier McKinney yesterday? And the answer is no. He scoops up the fumble, he makes that interception, and I think he had Matthew Stafford all up in arms trying to figure out where he could throw the football. So the difference-making that he's done with this defense is incredible. And I think we have to just continue to say thank you to the Giants GM who let that go. And Eric Bilstead saw it first. He read it. He saw the mini camps, and he made that bold proclamation that is looking like an absolute genius bold move as we sit here right now.
Did you ask or did Pancake, because I get the text right after he recovered the fumble, did McKinney, and I, was that Greg who said,
that was Greg asking,
does that count? Like, no.
Yes, it should have counted.
It doesn't count. He said picks, Tausch, not turnovers.
He did say picks, but I think for, you know, as much as we are hoping this defense could be a lot different, and it is from the turnover standpoint, there's still some things. I think a lot of our callers last night was, you know, complaining about our pass rush and all this other stuff. And I get it. You know, it wasn't the greatest, cleanest game. But what you keep seeing, and this is where that mindset comes, and we had it with Charles Woodson. And Jason Wilde, my co-host, brought that, compared the two, and I kind of, whoa, let's, you know, Charles a Hall of Famer. Let's slow our roll a little bit. But what I will say is that mentality of we're going to get turnovers. Last year, we didn't get any. I mean, we had 7 picks all season. Old boy's got 5 already, and we're 5 games in. So you love the fact that he's creating these turnovers. He's given, you know, your offense an opportunity to get 14 points to pull ahead. But you really love the fact that now that mentality that you're hoping for of we're going to get the ball, we're going to find ways to get turnovers, and that comes straight from Xavier McKinney.
So, Tausch, Vetrano said this weeks ago before the season. He questioned aloud whether or not everyone was going to be hunky-dory with the offense, that every receiver was going to be cool, because if you're not getting the rock, all of a sudden you get a little jaded. A
lot of conversation about how everybody needs to eat.
Yeah.
I was just worried. I wanted to know, make sure everybody was going to stay cool.
And now we have this Romeo Doubs situation where he was suspended because he was skipping practice because he wasn't happy in his role. He wasn't getting enough to eat.
Should have chosen that for the Boldathon.
You would have won. Right. Immediately had you not. Yeah.
Already won.
I was very surprised because I understand it. I mean, everybody, as you said it so eloquently, Vinny, wants to eat. And the way you eat is by getting a ton of plays, and you end up, you know, having a lot of catches and touchdowns. And the receiver position is always, you always have to pay attention to that because it's just different. Like if an O-lineman isn't getting, you know, as many pass sets, or you don't have to worry about that because that will get reined in. The wide receiver position, and in Green Bay, we've been very fortunate. Jordy Nelson kind of waited his turn. Randall Cobb, you know, Devontae, there's a process, right? Well, here, when you bring all these young guys together, some guys are going to elevate. Jaden Reed has elevated himself. That's just how this works. And Romeo Doubs, you just have to stay the course. So, again, I don't know all of the story of why he decided to not practice last week. I hope he takes a page from how Jair, can't believe I'm saying this, how Jair Alexander handled last year when he got suspended, because you can go one of two ways. You could say, this place isn't for me, I don't think this is a good fit, or you could say, I need to change some things. I have to figure some things out, because Romeo Doubs would have helped us yesterday.
Yeah.
He hurt his team yesterday. So now, does he want to come back and be a good teammate, learn a lesson from a, you know, we all have bad days. We sometimes have bad weeks. How you handle coming back from it, because the Packers will welcome him back with open arms if he is going to be a good teammate and if he's going to go out and be productive. That's up to Romeo Doubs to figure out if that's what he wants to do.
Tell you one way to make sure you don't eat, have your ass on the bench or not even make the trip. Then you ain't going
to
eat.
Well, don't even go. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Don't go to practice and then, you know, right, have people come. That's a great way to, as you so, again, eloquently put, not going to eat.
Thanks, Tausch. Talk tomorrow.
See you guys.
Down the field, intercepted. And a fifth straight game. McKinney has an interception again.
Yeah, I picked that.